This is Ted Williams. Probably the most trouble young ball players have in baseball is with their hitting. Let's see if I can give you a few pointers on how to improve your batting average. These are tips that I have found to be the most important to becoming a good hitter. With you at the plate, the pitcher's problem is to get the ball in the strike zone. Your problem is to be able to judge the balls within the strike zone. Balls pitched outside the strike zone do not count, as the umpire will call them as balls. The strike zone is the width of the plate, extending upwards from your knees to your armpits. It is very important you know your strike zone, and here's why. Let's say a batter develops the habit of taking a cut at balls that are 2 inches outside of the strike zone. Add 2 inches to the strike zone at the top, bottom, inside, and outside, and the target for the pitcher becomes much greater. Give the pitcher the advantage of swinging at balls slightly outside the zone, and he'll beat you most of the time. You must know your strike zone and only cut at the ball when it comes within the strike zone. Master your own strike zone. It's something you have to keep working at. It's the one thing you have that keeps the pitcher honest. Now, how about your stance? Are you standing comfortable with your weight on the balls of your feet towards the toes? If you're letting your weight rest on your heels, you're not standing right. Stand close enough to the plate so that you can hit any ball that comes into the strike zone. Don't crowd the plate. It is better to stand away from the plate than too close. There are a wide variety of stances used by the best hitters. Don't try to imitate the stance that is not natural to you. Now that you know your strike zone and you have a natural stance, you're ready to take a cut at the next pitch that's within your strike zone. Swing your bat a few times to loosen up. How hard should you swing? You should use full power of your hands and wrists. Laziness in the hands and wrists is one of the chief faults in young hitters. Don't overswing, because this could upset your timing and throw you off balance, which will waste your power. Swing hard and fast, and take what is called an honest cut. But I don't try to set any records with the swing of my arms and shoulders. It's the hands and wrists to go all the way with. The quicker you can develop the whipping of your hands and wrists into your swing, the sooner you will become a good hitter. Because the quicker you whip the bat, the longer you can wait on the pitch. Consequently, you will be fooled less.